Money Sense is brought to you by the Ellenbecker Investment Group, three-time recipient of the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Business Ethics and Integrity. The Ellenbecker Investment Group is the only Wisconsin investment company to receive this prestigious award more than once by providing exceptional planning and extraordinary service each and every day. Go to ellenbecker.com. Listen to Money Sense Saturdays at 2 p.m. and Sundays at noon.
Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of the Ellenbecker Investment Group. Ellenbecker Investment Group is located in Pewaukee, just east of Highway 164 and Capitol Drive in the Town Bank Building. We also have an office in the Village of Whitefish Bay in the Equitable Bank Building, right across the street from Winkies. Anybody who knows the east side of Milwaukee knows right where I'm talking about. And we also happily service clients in our Bonita Springs, Florida office as well. Please visit www.ellenbecker.com for more details. You can also take a tour of our office. And if you want to put a voice with a face, you can find a lot more information about myself as well as my guest today. My guest today is Tracy Conan, and she sort of is referred to as a no-nonsense forensic accountant. And our paths crossed recently as we found out that we both have a real passion and desire for helping people through the process of a divorce. Transition like a divorce can be pretty complex. And of course, there's a lot of different impacts that people experience when going through that process. There's the emotional, the physical, and the financial implications of a divorce. And so today, Tracy and I are going to talk about a money guide that she created and how that can help our listeners learn a little bit more about how to find the money, track the money, understand the money in anticipation of a divorce and through the process of a divorce. One of the things that I talk to my clients about quite often is it's just really important to understand what you have. It's more important to know what you have and where it is than sometimes any other component of the financial plan. So Tracy, I want to welcome you today as our guest on Money Sense.
Thank you for having me. I am excited to talk about the topic of divorce, which isn't a fun topic because it's such a difficult time in everyone's life. But what gets me excited is helping people come out of it, feeling more confident about their money and about their future prospects. So I find it an exciting topic for that reason.
Good. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I'm a fraud investigator and forensic accountant. I've been doing this for about 25 years. So I like to tell people that I find money. You know, I get involved in cases where corporations have had executives stealing from them, or cases where companies are fighting over contracts gone bad and somebody has lost money. Really anything where there is money missing and someone wants to know how much and where did it go. That's what I do. And so in the divorce context, I get involved with people where there are sometimes allegations that money has been hidden, or maybe in cases where we have high income earners or high asset people, they are really trying to get their arms around how much money do we have and what are all of these sources of income. And often they have unusual situations. If they're very high income earners, they have a number of business interests, a number of investments. And I come in to kind of sort that all out and figure out what money is coming in and going out so that everyone can be on the same page and have all the same information about exactly what our financial situation looks like.
I've worked with many clients and attorneys with clients who are going through a divorce. And there are often a lot of questions. It has to do with, you know, understanding tax returns, trying to figure out, as you said, where money has been spent or where money is being stored. And many times as I've gone through this process, I've thought, how wonderful it would be to have a forensic accountant or a fraud investigator such as yourself on our team, you know, on our team going through this process that our clients can count on. And so when we connected, it was of interest to me because I thought many times we should really look at getting a forensic accountant. And then I would sort of dig in and I would talk with a lot of attorneys, and those many of the attorneys we would talk to didn't really know where to find a forensic accountant. Didn't really know how to provide those services to their clients. And then there's an expense associated with it. And so many of the times where I really felt like it would be so valuable to have somebody like you in our corner, it was really difficult to facilitate and find somebody and then the costs associated with it. And I don't know, is that something you've experienced? Is that part of the catalyst to what you've created and we're going to talk about today?
Sure. You know, there are lots of forensic accountants out there who do divorce work, but I do find that clients, attorneys are not necessarily experienced in working with them, or on the client side, they might not even know that a forensic accountant exists. I think there's been more talk about it. So if you're in a support group, or maybe you're on Facebook and in a group there talking about divorce and looking for support from others, I see that topic popping up. Oh, you might need a forensic accountant. So people are hearing about it a little more, but it's still a brand new topic to a lot of people. And then once they know about it, you're right, there is a cost factor involved. It can be very cost prohibitive. Divorce is already expensive. You know, it's expensive for you each to have your own attorneys, and there's all sorts of other things. You might need a guardian ad litem. You might need vocational experts evaluating what kind of jobs people can do, all these sorts of things. And, you know, it can cost $10,000 or $15,000 just to get a forensic accountant involved. And probably about 95% of people involved in the divorce process just don't have those extra funds for that. So even if, you know, they might have concerns about what's been going on with the money, and they might feel that they don't have any resources, any opportunity because they can't afford that forensic accountant. And that's what I was running into. You know, I was getting phone calls from clients or from attorneys, finding out that the client didn't have the resources to hire someone like me. And I'm saying, gosh, I'm really sorry. Maybe there's a couple articles on the internet that I can refer you to read, but that didn't really help the clients. So I said, I wonder if there's an opportunity to create a resource. And so that's how I came up with the idea for the Divorce Money Guide.
And I think it's wonderful, and I can't wait to hear more about it. And anytime there's an opportunity for somebody to get more information, this guide is really great for attorneys who are going through the process to become a little more educated on what that looks like. It's really great for individuals going through a divorce. I had a chance to play around in it a little bit as well. And as a certified divorce financial analyst, being the person that kind of joins the team as somebody is transitioning through a divorce, this was very, very helpful information. So let's take a quick break. I want to have a lot of time in the middle segments of the show to talk in more detail about your divorce money guide. So with that, we'll take a quick break and we'll return and jump right in. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of the Ellenbecker Investment Group. And one of the wonderful opportunities that I get to move forward with it with Ellenbecker Investment Group, in addition to financial advisory work and working with clients, I also have the opportunity to be part of a divorce team with individuals as well as their attorneys, helping our clients and people going through a divorce understand the financial impacts. And so my guest today is Tracy Conan, and we met earlier this year because she approached me with a project that she's been working on, and it's been wonderful. I've enjoyed learning a lot about it. Tracy created the Divorce Money Guide, and that is a guide that's really available to individuals to help them navigate the process of figuring out the finances around divorce. As we talked before the break, you know, anybody going through a divorce would love to have the opportunity to work with a forensic accountant. I think many people married would just like an opportunity to work with a forensic accountant to better understand where's the money, where's it going, how is it bundled, you know, where is it being spent? And so all of those services that you offer as a forensic accountant are very valuable. And as you've experienced and I have as well, can also be very expensive. And so tell us a little bit about your Divorce Money Guide. And, you know, we can start kind of talking about the handbook and how it works and what the outline is.
Well, I come from the perspective of a fraud investigator, right? So I'm always thinking about fraud. But when I was coming up with this concept, I said, You know, not everyone has fraud in their marriage. Not everyone suspects. But what we do have in a lot of marriages is one spouse is handling the money or primarily handling the money. And if you're getting a divorce now and you've been the spouse who hasn't been actively involved, where do you start to try to understand what your money has been spent on? And what I've seen a lot is that spouse might kind of throw their hands up. I don't know where to begin. And so I'm just going to hope that everything's okay with the money. And I'm saying, wait a second, let's put on the brakes. Let's just understand what your money's been spent on. Even if it hasn't, there hasn't been anything wrong with it. Don't you want to know how much that mortgage has been every month? How much you're spending on groceries, car insurance, all of these routine types of things? It's really helpful to plan your life going forward if you know what you've been spending. So I started the process of, okay, what is this divorce money guide going to have for people? And I wanted it to start with, what is the process of financial discovery in your divorce? What are the legal things that are going to happen with regard to the money? So that people could kind of, you know, get familiar with what's going to go on in that divorce, and then walk them through, you know, what financial documents do you need? How do you get them? How do you organize them? What do you look for in them once you have them? So that was kind of the skeleton of what I wanted it to be for people.
Well, and when I work with individuals as they're just starting the process of either considering or moving forward with a divorce, one of the first things that I hope to help them with is creating that inventory of assets. As you said, and especially when you have a long-term marriage or you've been raising kids or running a company, you know, we sort of do this divide and conquer mentality. I know that we do it in my own house. My husband handles most of the day-to-day financial functions, and I handle the investment and retirement planning functions. And so when you have a marriage and you're trying to, you know, make it through all of these important milestone years, it is sort of a divide and conquer mentality. And so when I sit with individuals and talk about step one is kind of creating that inventory, that can seem pretty overwhelming. It can be very overwhelming. So the fact that you've created an online handbook to do this in a few simple steps and to really understand where we're at is valuable. But if somebody were to want to meet with an attorney or have already met with an attorney, what would their first step be in terms of the financial piece? Because it's so helpful to go into that meeting with an idea of what you have.
That first meeting with the attorney where you're talking about the financials, I always advise people to make a list of questions that they have before they go so that they can really make the most of that attorney's time, right? It's expensive. You're typically paying by the hour, and I want you to make the most of your time. And so if you make a list of questions ahead of time, it can help you stay on track. It can help focus your conversation, and it makes sure that you don't forget any of the important things. What I do like people to do in an action sense is start gathering financial documents right away. So I've got a checklist in the divorce money guide that helps you figure out what documents you might need to think about getting. Like, you know, is someone, you know, someone might think about, okay, I've got to probably get some documents related to our house and our mortgage. That's probably pretty obvious to a lot of people. But did you think about that you might want to look for life insurance policies and find the documentation on that? I think a lot of people might not be thinking about something like that. So I give them kind of a comprehensive list of here's all the financial type of documents that you might want to think about gathering. If it doesn't apply to you, fine. But if it does, you can check it off that list.
It's hard to remember everything you have as a family. So I think a checklist is really very valuable. So collecting all the documents is obviously step one. One of the things you talk a lot about in the guide, which I think is great, and of course, as a financial advisor, we bring this up with our clients a lot too, is kind of some red flags. What is a red flag as you do start collecting this information, or as you see the list and you maybe can't correlate paperwork that relates to it? How does your guide teach users to kind of spot those red flags?
Great question. So as you've mentioned that I've got steps in this guide, so I've got 10 steps. You don't have to do all of them. You don't even have to do them in order. But the third step is all about red flags of fraud. Again, I come from the perspective of a fraud investigator. I don't think everyone has fraud in their marriage, but I do know that a lot of people, when they're getting divorced, at least ask themselves the question, is there something I should be worried about with regard to the money? So in that step, I talk through the different types of red flags that may exist so that people can you know, understand. There are behavioral signs that you might look for. There are signs in the documentation that you can look for. So for example, in the documentation, do you have missing documents? You know, hey, maybe we had a drawer that had all our tax returns in it, and now the tax returns seem to be missing. That to me would be a little bit concerning if they were always there previously. Maybe your spouse is delaying turning over financial documents going through this divorce process. That's something that would concern me. So I talk through, I've got both videos and written materials in the guide. So for every step, if you like to watch someone talk you through the stuff, you can watch the videos. If you want to read it, you read the PDF, or if you're like me, I do both at the same time. I read and watch. You know, so you're going through these red flags. I think a lot of people are asking themselves, should I be concerned or not? So one of the really important things that I wanted to do was kind of give people a litmus test, an objective way to look at what's been going on with the money in your marriage to know, should I be worried? So I have an assessment in there. It's 25 questions. It probably takes less than 10 minutes to go through, maybe even less than 5 minutes. But I ask about the characteristics of the finances in your family. Who's been taking care of the money? How have those decisions been made? Who's bringing in the money? And then I ask, have you seen signs like this? You know, maybe your spouse being secretive about certain things, or you discovered a bank account that you never knew about before, or you discovered documents missing, or unfortunately, in some cases, your spouse is having an affair. And I have people answer these types of questions. And at the end, you get my assessment of how likely it is that you might have fraud in the finances.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good exercise. Difficult, I'm sure.
It is difficult to think about some of these issues, but at the same time, I feel like people don't know, am I overreacting? Am I looking for something to nitpick at? You know, if you and your spouse are contentious and you might start asking money questions about the money, and you might be saying you're suspicious, and that person you're divorcing is saying, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. You just want to accuse me of things, right? Those kinds of conversations happen when it gets contentious. And the person asking the questions is often left wondering, maybe I'm nitpicking, maybe I'm going overboard with this. And so to have someone be able to objectively say, hey, these are signs that are really concerning or not really concerning, I think is important.
It is important. And so many times we rely on our friends and family for that information. And it's so biased, you know, our friends and family have our back and often know more about what's wrong than what's right in the marriage. And so it's nice to have that, as you said, objective kind of review. So we talked about step one, I believe, gathering all the information. And then we talked a little bit about how to identify and understand the red flags that are present. What is another really important step that somebody would learn in going through this money guide?
We talked through how to gather your bank statements in one step and how to gather your tax returns in another step. And that to some people is going to sound super basic. Like why would I need help knowing how to get my bank statements? I will tell you what, Julie, I can't tell you how many times someone who hasn't been involved in the finances, if I said to them, go get all your bank statements, they would say, where do I start? Mm-hmm. Where do I possibly start? And so it's as simple as me walking them through in online banking. Here's what you're going to look for. Here's what you're going to download. Here's how far you're going to go back and why. If you don't have access to online banking, here are some other options for, you know, contacting your bank, et cetera. On the tax side, it gets a little bit more complicated, but I walk people through how you can go directly to the IRS and get copies of your tax returns. Because one of the things that I find in divorce is that one spouse is often sort of the keeper of those tax returns, has maybe worked with your tax preparer or has prepared the taxes for your family, maybe using TurboTax or another online process. And they're, for whatever reason, not turning over those tax returns in the divorce, even though they're supposed to. And I say, let's just cut out the middleman here. Let's go straight to the IRS and get your tax returns from them. It's an easy process when someone shows you how. So I do, you know, videos with a screen share showing, here's where you click. Here's what you're going to find. This is what the report is going to look like. On this screen, you're going to see this. Here's why it's important to get this information. And so I walk through all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's got to be very valuable. I know even in just helping our clients find all their financial documents, it's complicated and it can be scary. And absolutely, understanding the tax return. I know when we go through tax returns with our clients, we find lots of things that maybe one spouse didn't even know existed. A tax return is one of those places that if you can spend time understanding the full tax return, you can get a pretty big grasp on the financial situation of the household.
Well, you bet. So in step seven, I talk through the tax returns and some super easy things that people can look for that will give them insight into what's been going on with the money. I know that tax returns are so intimidating. They are ugly forms. There's lots of pages. Generally, people don't know where to start or how to understand them. And so we talk through simple things like go to Schedule B, look for that, and look to see interest and dividends. What accounts are listed there as paying your family interest and dividends? And how many times does a client find out, hey, we have an investment account at XYZ company that I never knew about before? We talk about things like how to find out if your spouse has cashed out a retirement account. And you maybe never knew that happened. I mean, sadly, Julie, I've been involved in cases where, you know, couple is married and my client thinks that we've been accumulating retirement funds for years and years and years. And now that we're separating, I'm going to get half of that retirement account. We get into this process only to find out that retirement account was cashed out last year and nobody knows where the money is. I want the client to be able to look at that tax return and see, was something cashed out, maybe even partially cashed out, so that we can figure out how to get some of that money back.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of these same stories, Tracy, and I know your heart and soul that has gone into creating this guide for individuals is remarkable. And so I am excited to get to know more about it. I want to take a break. And when we return, we will continue to talk about the divorce money guides. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of the Ellenbecker Investment Group. And my guest today is Tracy Conan, and she is the creator of the Divorce Money Guide and also a forensic accountant and fraud investigator. So a really important guest today. And if you like what you're hearing, or you think that somebody else may want this information, go to ellenbecker.com and you will be able to access this podcast and radio show to share with others. As well as if you want to learn more about Ellenbecker Investment Group and some of the services we offer, you can find our newsletter on ellenbecker.com. You can take a tour of the office. You can put a face with a voice and watch our upcoming newsletters, because I know as Tracy is sharing this content with us today, we also will be putting an article in our newsletter exactly about the Divorce Money Guide. And the Divorce Money Guide is something that Tracy created on her own based on a lot of experience that she had in working with people as a forensic accountant. So we talked a little bit in the beginning about what this is and why you created it. But, you know, Tracy, just jump right back in and share more information about, you know, how this guide can help and what people can expect if they decide that this is the path they want to take, either prior to making a decision around a divorce or during the divorce.
I really wanted to empower people who felt they needed more information about their finances. So again, you don't even necessarily have to suspect fraud to want to get more information and have kind of a process or a system laid out for you to walk you through this, because numbers are intimidating to a lot of people. And, you know, I do, gosh, about maybe 20 cases a year, and I wanted to be able to help more people. There are so many people getting divorced every year, something like on average about 700,000 divorces filed every year in the US. So there's a lot of people who need to understand more about their finances. And I wanted to help give them a framework and be able to help more people than I could help one-on-one. So it was really about giving information and empowering people to do as little or as much around the money as they wanted to. You know, we've mentioned these steps. There's 10 steps, right? And I wanted to do kind of the steps to break it all down into manageable pieces. Again, in case the numbers are intimidating to you, that you can kind of pick and choose and do this bit by bit. And if it's intimidating, if it's overwhelming, find some help. A friend or family member who's maybe good with numbers might be a good resource for you as well.
One of the biggest things that people think about doing prior to getting a divorce or through that process, and one of the things I encourage people to do, is build a team. Build a team of individuals who can help you through this process with hopefully not escalating conflict, helping you stay focused on the goal, which is to get through this process with the least amount of emotional and financial damage, and how to handle some of those dynamics. So as you start to build a team, I encourage our clients to, you know, make sure that they do have a confidant, a friend or a family member or somebody that they can consistently talk to and have a shoulder to cry on and a person they can complain to that is really there for them at all times, because that really is not the role of the attorney or the accountant or the financial advisor. So making sure that you have that person that you can rely on, a friend and family member who you can rely on, and then making sure that you have an attorney, somebody who is there, who is going to help you go through this process and manage all the legal aspects of getting you to that end goal. Hiring somebody like myself, a certified divorce financial analyst, is also really important, because my role in a divorce is to help somebody understand the impacts, the financial impacts of their divorce, and help them identify how that is going to relate to their own individual financial plan once they start to build their life after divorce. Another role of a certified divorce financial analyst is to be sort of that liaison between the individual and the attorney. And I know my experience is that many divorce attorneys really enjoy having a CDFA as part of the team. And to kind of round that out, Tracy, I think what you offer and your services is another really good part of the team. As you said, you get through about 20 cases a year, which of course is a small impact, a small dent in terms of the forensic accounting part of it. But offering this online guide and this handbook for people, it's really another pillar of the team. And then we could talk forever about, you know, the emotional support and all the other stuff that is necessary in going through this process. But I can see how this guide is a valuable tool for every single person going through a divorce, not only if they're concerned about the finances, but just really getting their arms around and understanding this. So do you have to be a real numbers person? It seems a little daunting, I'm sure, to some people. I know when clients come to us for the first time and I give them a list of everything they have to collect and bring back, it can be a little daunting. Do you have to be a numbers person for this? Is this a very overwhelming process?
You know, when I say to people that the Divorce Money Guide is a little bit of do-it-yourself forensic accounting, I get a lot of eye rolls. How am I going to be a forensic accountant? Well, of course, you're not going to be a forensic accountant, but I'm going to show you some of the simple techniques that I use that you don't have to be a numbers person for. You really don't have to be a numbers person to be able to take a year's worth of bank statements and count up how many paychecks were deposited. That's pretty simple, right, Julie? I mean, people typically get 24 or 26 paychecks a year, depending on what their job does. One of the simple things I say to do is go look at your bank statements for the last year and count how many were deposited. And if you find that there were only 23 paychecks deposited, we need to start asking questions. I don't think you need to be a numbers person to do that. So it is about doing simple things like that. But even just the process of gathering these financial documents, not even doing any analysis, the process of gathering can feel overwhelming. And so that's why I put steps in place there. And one of the fantastic things is that, you know, some people rely heavily on their divorce attorney to gather these financial documents and to try to get the bank statements and organize them and see, do we have all of them, check them off and see if we're missing any months, rely on that divorce attorney to get the tax returns and things. Well, you're getting charged by the hour for that. If costs are a concern for you, by gathering your own financial documents and organizing them yourself and kind of putting them together in a nice package and handing them to your attorney, you can save yourself money on attorney's fees. And so, you know, if you even saved a couple hours of your attorney's time by using the Divorce Money Guide and getting your own financial documents together, you've already made your money back on the investment for the guide. So it's kind of one of the side benefits.
That's one thing I tell people all the time when they share with me that they're contemplating going through a divorce. I encourage them to figure out how to collect their financial documents, create an inventory of assets, and also do some cash flow management processes. Start to understand, as you said, how much do we pay for certain things? How much is our mortgage? How much is our insurance? And really getting an idea of not only assets and liabilities, but also cash flow management. Because it's going to change, and it's going to be really important that you have an idea of where you're at right out of the gate.
Well, I'm a huge fan of working with CDFAs like yourself to help get through that financial stuff. And you've seen a ton of divorces. You know what the important financial issues are. You're good at helping to get the list of assets together, figure out what has been spent, et cetera. So I've worked with plenty of CDFAs on cases, but I come in more of a specialized role. And what I'm also encouraging clients to do is if you can afford that forensic accountant, you're thinking about it, but you're not quite sure if that investment is worth it, or do we really need it? Am I overreacting? The Divorce Money Guide can sort of be a first step for you to show you some things to look for, some of those red flags, some things to evaluate in your bank statements. Look for these things. And then you'll probably have a better idea of if there's something to worry about and whether you need to take it up a notch and really think seriously about getting that forensic accountant involved.
So you've talked about 10 steps. We've covered a few of them. I'm sure there's more to share, but talk a little bit about any other steps that you think would be really important, and how much of a time commitment is this for an individual?
Those are awesome questions. So we wrap it up with the last two steps, 9 and 10, really talking about what does this all mean in terms of you found things in your finances that concern you. What are you going to do about them? How do you get answers to these questions? What are those next steps? So everything in this guide is very action oriented. I don't want to leave you hanging with, okay, you found some things and now you don't know what to do. So we talk about that. We talk about how do you pursue these issues? You know, if your spouse has been spending money inappropriately, let's say on a gambling addiction, is there a way to get that money back? Is there a way to recover some of that? You know, we talk about things like, a judge could award you a larger share of equity in the house to make up for money that was wasted, things like that. So I like to educate people on how that works. We also talk about budgeting for the future as a newly divorced person, really, taking all this information that you found and using it to your advantage going forward.
Well, I think that's a great part, is just making sure that there's some solution around all of this information, because this is a scary process for many people, and to start learning things that you didn't already know can be very daunting and causes a lot of stress once you have information and you don't know where to go with it.
Well, my hope is that for the majority of people who go through the Divorce Money Guide, they're going to come out on the other end of it saying, hey, actually everything looks okay. And I feel great because now I understand more about what our money has been spent on. And I feel prepared to make some decisions about the finances in the divorce and about how I'm going to manage my financial life going forward.
Excellent. So how much time do you think it takes to go through this process? I suppose that's individualized, but what do you see kind of generally?
No, I get asked that question a lot. And I like to say in 5 hours or less, I can teach you everything you need to know about how to get your documents, what to look for in them. Now, how long it actually takes you to do the legwork of it is really going to depend on your individual situation. If you have a lot of bank accounts, a lot of credit cards, a lot of investment accounts, of course, it's going to take you more time to gather that all. It's just an administrative process. But the process with me of showing you what to do and how to do it, less than 5 hours of a time commitment.
So it's a crash course in the finances around a divorce. I love it. Let's take a break. And when we come back, you can talk about how to get this guide and what the first steps could be. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of the Ellenbecker Investment Group. Ellenbecker Investment Group has 3 locations. Our main location is in Pewaukee, just east of Highway 164 and Capitol Drive. We have a location in the village of Whitefish Bay and a office in Bonita Springs, where we are happy to meet with clients at any of those locations. You can visit our webpage at www.ellenbecker.com to learn more about my guest today, to forward the information. If you think this podcast was great, or you know somebody who might like additional information, you can learn about a lot of the events that we have coming up as well. And so I encourage you to check out our webpage for more information. And so my guest today is Tracy Conan, and she's a forensic accountant. And what really prompted me to want to share her with you today was when I learned about the Divorce Money Guide. We've talked this whole show already about the Divorce Money Guide and all of the things that you can learn either before a divorce or during the process of a divorce. And of course, it's been a lot of really great information. But as I'm sitting here, Tracy, I was thinking, this is such a good exercise. You don't have to be going through a divorce to want to understand your finances better, to have a healthy relationship with your spouse or your partner around money. And so, you know, is this something only people going through a divorce can use?
Of course, anyone could get it if they just want to get a handle on their family finances and you know, really in an organized fashion, go through that. I suppose if your marriage is doing great and you want to look into your finances and you're going to buy the Divorce Money Guide, you might want to tell your spouse ahead of time so they don't see it and get surprised, right? But you raise a good issue about being informed about your finances. And as I was doing the Divorce Money Guide, you know, I was thinking, gosh, if more people talked about finances early on, we might be able to avoid some problems. You know, money is one of the big issues that may lead to divorce, right? There are some hot button issues. That's one of them. And so I thought, what about if we could head that off on the front end? So I came up with the idea for the Marriage Money Guide, which is going to be coming out in November. And so it's all about protecting yourself as you go into marriage, talking with your future spouse about how are we going to handle the money, giving people, you know, kind of what are the options for how you could handle your money? Are you going to completely combine all your finances? Are you going to try to keep finances separate between the spouses? Are you going to do something in the middle? And I give recommendations, options. Again, I do the whole deal with the videos and checklists and worksheets and that kind of stuff.
That's so wonderful. And so I can't wait to get a copy of that and have an opportunity to explore it, because ideally understanding finances prior to being married, having a really great system during a marriage, really, like you said, it's a hot button. The more we can spend time focusing on getting it healthy right in the beginning, the less likelihood some of these challenges will come up later on in life. So, and what about after a divorce? I know I step in a lot with our clients after a divorce to help them identify a financial plan and create a financial plan that works for them as they are now needing to update their estate plan and, you know, their tax preparation and accountant services and their financial picture and their cash flow and life insurance and all of those kind of things. But is there something available too that would help somebody on the tail end?
We've got the post-divorce money guide coming out in a couple of weeks, and it's again, another 10 step, pretty simple. And it's all geared around those financial and legal moves that you need to make once that divorce is final. So you protect yourself, you know, all the things like changing the beneficiaries on accounts and making sure that your insurance is correct now that you are unmarried. And what happens with the taxes? How do you wrap up the tax situation with your ex-spouse? How do you file going forward? You know, again, there's just a number of things that have to happen when that divorce is final. And to be able to have a checklist and sort of a roadmap of what you need to do was something that I was being asked for by our clients. And so I thought, why not put together that guide as well?
Well, that's a huge benefit. I always tell our clients that just because you have a divorce final date and you have this, you know, marital settlement agreement and everything finalized, there are so many things that still need to be done. And I've worked in situations where it's taken years for people to finalize their distributions of 401k plans, or it's taken, or how many times have I sat down with a client and seen a former spouse as the beneficiary on a policy or not having access to the kids' college plans because they didn't think about that during the divorce process. So having that wrap-up guide, I'm sure, is very, very valuable. So congratulations on getting those two new guides coming out here soon.
I just really have a passion for helping people navigate some of these difficult life challenges. And so why not use my expertise with money to be able to do that?
I agree. I'm grateful for that. Tell our listeners how they can access these guides and what the process is and an approximate cost. And you know, if they're interested in what they're hearing today and want to purchase your divorce money guide for themselves or for a loved one, what would the next steps be?
The Divorce Money Guide can be found at divorcemoneyguide.com. So that's super easy. If you're active on social media and you enjoy Instagram, you can find me there as Divorce Money Guide as well. I do some helpful divorce tips as well as just some fun stuff to keep things light. But if you go to divorcemoneyguide.com, you can see information on the guide there, a little bit more about what's in it. The cost of the Divorce Money Guide is $6.97 for the guide itself. So I like to say, you know, if you save 2 hours of your attorney's time by getting your financial documents together, that's covered your cost of the guide itself. But what we found as people were getting into the guide and starting to use it, there were questions, of course, and people who were wanting additional support. And so we created a group coaching option. So what we do is for $14.97, you can get the guide plus the group coaching, which gives you 8 weeks. Once a week, we gather via video, and you can be anonymous in that if you prefer. But via video, I am walking through some of the concepts in the guide and giving a little more of the how-to and some extra tips. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we walked through how to get the documents from the IRS, and I was giving them some additional tips and so showing some additional things for how to best navigate that system. And then when I'm done with the topic of the day, and of course, everyone can ask questions about the topic, but I open up the floor for Ask Tracy Anything. And so whatever difficulty you might have with the guide, or, you know, you may have found a transaction and you don't know if you should be worried about it or not. What do I think about it? Happy to help with that. Or, you know, this issue has come up and here's what my attorney has said, and I don't yet feel comfortable because of the money involved. What do you think? What could I do next? So we get questions of that nature. And it's been really fun to be able to help people as a little bit more of a coach for them.
That's outstanding. So any of our listeners that would like more information, you can go to divorcemoneyguide.com. You can also go to ellenbecker.com to get a copy of this radio show. And, you know, reach out to Tracy if you have questions. I think this is just a remarkable tool for people. It's a really great way for people to invest in upfront to get this information and ultimately move through this process much more smoothly. So thank you for your contribution to all of the individuals who really will benefit from this guide. And for our listeners, this is a reminder that Money Sense airs on Saturdays from 2 to 3 and on Sundays from 12 to 1. As I said, if you liked the show, check out ellenbecker.com and you can share it with others. And as always, I hope that I have made a difference in your personal and financial well-being. And remember, before we plan, before we advise, before we invest, we always listen. I hope you have a great day.